Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we have got to a place or to a point inside of our lives that we are hopeless. We go through certain other things, we experience certain other things, and these things causes us to get into a place of forgetting that God is gracious. We forget that God is able. But on tonight, this month, is a rededication unto the Lord. So we want to rededicate ourselves unto the Lord. We want to rededicate our minds unto the Lord. We want to rededicate our hearts unto the Lord. We want to rededicate our bodies unto the Lord. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Any and everything that you think or believe that has prevented you or kept you from being in the face of the Lord, write it down. Any and everything that has caused you to get into a place of thinking and believing and you don't have no hope, write it down. Any and all strongholds, and you know it's a stronghold, write it down. Any and every struggle that you have in your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart, in your life, write it down. And we all got them. Everybody should be writing something, because we got them. Any and everything that you have been carrying, even from your very past, that it has not allowed you to get into that place to do or be just what God wants you to be or do, you need to write it down. You need to write down all the stuff that has you clouded and consumed and clogged up in your thoughts. Write it down. Because we want to be empty, that we may be able to rededicate our entirety unto the Lord, that he may make us absolute.
Yes.
Ain't that what he said?
Yes, absolute.
Absolute.
Yes, Lord. I am all, take our thoughts, Lord God.
We don't want to continue to practice these repetitive things that causes us to be wicked and evil, thinking wicked and evil, acting wicked and evil, talking wicked and evil, performing wicked and evil. We don't want to keep on doing the same old stuff. And if you find yourself constantly doing the same old stuff, it's a form of being self-willed. Doing what you want to do, how you want to do. We want to make sure that we release all these things unto the Lord. We want to let go of all these things unto the Lord. We want to let go of all these things unto the Lord.
Jesus. He wants you to see him for who he is.
Thank you, Jesus. All the stuff. All the things. This is the first day of our revival. The first day that we want to get serious and make these things personal. We want to get serious and make these things personal. We're taking off all the masks. We're not going to pretend no more. We moving and stepping out of them chameleon suits. We're not going to be followers of nobody but Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We don't need to prove ourselves to anybody. None of that stuff. None of that stuff. Jesus. 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 We want to make sure everything and anything is out of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After y'all write these things down, put them up there on the altar. Don't hold them. Don't keep them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we lift you up. Oh God, as we write these things down on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to empty us out. We're asking you not to be little coach. She just empty us out, Father God. We're asking you to fulfill us with your glory and your spirit. Let your spirit dwell in this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the very foundation, around the entire perimeter. Let them take residence in here, God, and go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and comfort your people on today. Heal, deliver, and set them free, making us whole on today. Lord, I'm asking you to do it because I know that you can, you delight in doing so, and that you want to do these things. Lord, I'm asking you right now to touch the hearts of your people, God, that they won't be a harm. Heart, God. I'm asking you to remove the stony heart, God. I'm asking you to circumcise our hearts on today, God, and scale it and chisel it on today, God, and remove any and everything, God, of it that's not like you, Lord. We're coming to you right now, Father God, write down these things, Lord, that is preventing us from being pleasing in your sight. We're coming to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, emptying ourselves out, Lord, because we don't want to have all this clutter inside of our hearts that there is no room for you because you are a big old God. Oh, Lord, we're coming to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're asking you, Lord, that you will flow freely in our hearts, God, flow freely in our minds on tonight, God. Help us to consider, reconsider, and then consider again, Lord, making it a personal thing concerning our salvation. Help us on today, Father God, to bow down and submit ourselves unto you, Lord. To bow down and commit our ways unto you, Lord. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be real, to be true, to be honest, and to become complete in you, God. Not in our own selves. Lord, you say that we ought to be holy because you are holy. Rain down your holy. Rain down your holy. Oh God, and manifest yourself in the midst of your people, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. Bring in the Okoshana. Oh Lord, rain down on the Okoshana de la Casia. Oh God, help us. He called the Okoshia. And give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart of acceptance that we may be able to accept your truth. Help us on today. Give us a heart of forgiveness that we may be able to forgive one another. Give us a heart of absolutions that we may be able to love one another. Give us a heart of peace that we may be able to commune with one another. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it because I know that you can. I know that you can, and I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That your people may be able, Father God, to leave in a complete and total state than what they came in. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch the minds of your people right now. Touch our minds on today, Father God, that we will not lean to our own understanding. Uncork our ears, God, in the name of Jesus, and our ear gates, God, that any and everything that you speak, God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on tonight, God, because I know that you're going. Oh, God, we want the more of you. We want the more of you, God. We desire the more of you, God. I'm asking you to complete the work in me. Oh, my mind, let it go. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done in our hearts. Let your will be done in our minds. Let your will be done in our bodies, oh, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, completing the work that you begun. Completing the work that you begun, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba, Shele, Loko, Sanne, La Casilla. Oh, Mama, Nia, Kashanne, Loko, Sanne, La Casilla. Help us on tonight, God, to be true, to be real. Sever that lying demon on tonight, God, that we on my mind in the local sea. Sever it on tonight, Father God, that we may be able to speak your truth, accept your truth, abound in your truth, and simply live in your truth. Let our lives be examples of your truth, God, in the name of Jesus. The evidence of our lives, that's what he's showing me. The evidence of your life reveals my glory that has taken place. God's glory is not going to be able to be revealed in you. His glory cannot rest upon you if there is not a purging. Let me. I'm just going to turn this down just for you. He told me to play this playlist tonight, so these songs are not just worship songs, but they are songs that are emptying themselves out that we may be able to decrease, that God can increase in us. Amen. The only way that he could increase in us is if we submit ourselves unto him in totality. We gotta stop playing with our own salvation.
Yes.
Individually.
Right there.
Lord, help
right
us,
there.
God.
It's free. It's done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody just, that struggle is gone. That bondage is broken. Every yoke. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Rededication. Before our speaker come, I gotta say this. The Bible declares that his glory rests upon his people. God's glory cannot rest upon you if you are not that example. What do you mean by that? Let me explain. Let me explain it. You could be a way, act a way, do a thing, or treat a person. You could be just the wickedest and most evilest person in the entire world. Folk would think and believe that you have not, will not, cannot, and never will change. But when you become in Christ, all these things are transformed inside of you. Especially right up here. That's why he talk about the man so much in the Bible. He talks about our man so much in the Bible. His glory begins to rest on you and reside in you when you are not you. Not just for a moment. Not for a week or two. Not for a year or two, but a lifetime. Some things has such a stronghold on us that it is hard for us not to do them. The Bible says so. That thing that I desire to do, I do not. But that I don't want to do, that is what I do. So Jesus gave us a formula. He say, these things only come out but through what? Fasting and prayer. That's a formula. So, I know it's possible because I know what he did for me, baby.
Yes. Yes.
available if you desire it. You got to desire it. Not to prove nothing to nobody else. Not to get a pat on the back and say, oh, you doing good, or oh, you changing. You ain't got to tell nobody I'm changing. Because the glory is going to reveal the change in you through him. Are y'all getting it? You ain't got to compete with nobody else. Because in your competition, you only competing with God. Because it's his spirit that moves wherever it listens. It does whatever it wants and uses whoever. Baby, if he can use a donkey, you.
Come on. Jesus.
If he can use a fish to reveal his glory. What you talking about, Pastor? He told the disciple to open a fish mouth and there was money in it. Please understand, y'all. This thing that God wants us to be able to access is free. It's free on top of us being able to freely choose. Because I can't force you. On my way here, I was talking to the prophets and it missed me talking to them. The Lord revealed something to me. And it's the same question that I always ask. But it's free. I can't force you. I can't make you. I can't persuade you. And even if I try to buy you, you may take that money. It still ain't gonna get you to get it. Did you hear what I said? I'm just saying. This rededication service, I wanted to help y'all out while y'all was writing stuff, because even though you put some stuff on the altar, you may want to start writing again. I ain't playing with you tonight, y'all. You may want to start writing again. For the Bible says we also approve ourselves. If we approve ourselves, then when it's brought up by somebody else and it ain't even got to be a personal communication, it won't hurt your little feelings. I'm going to say that again. You won't go into a place of emotional imbalance. So come on, yellow sheets of paper and red pens, because the speaker fit to get up in a few minutes. Write down all this stuff. Them pass by thoughts. How you little cushion? Those hidden thoughts. That hidden anger and resentment. Write it down. Resentment, bitterness, rage, haughtiness, animosity. Intentional antagonism. Lord, put a calmness in our spirit. Write that. Lord, put a calmness in my spirit. Because when we being addressed by something, we won't get our panties in a bunch. We won't get all messed up. Our mind won't. Lord, help me to regulate my thoughts that I won't lean to my own understanding all the time. Help me to have pure thoughts, even concerning my enemies that I know is my enemy. How about that one? Help me to forgive out of a pure and sincere heart. Y'all do know I preached about that word about a month ago. The pure and sincerity in our hearts. Not just towards one another. How about towards God? Because if you're not pure and sincere towards Him, how in the world are you going to be pure and sincere towards His people? Come on, somebody. This is the first night of revival. If you up in this feast, baby, you looking for a change. If you just here out of obligation, please just get up and leave. Because you rededicating yourself to God. Which is the church that dwells within us. Lord, touch us in our hearts as we put these things on the altar, God. Cover us on today, Father God, and even during the sermon, God, that we may have a heart of acceptance of your word, your truth, and your clarity. Give us that peace that we know, Father God. I'm asking you to touch even the speaker on the night. Let the words of her mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, our Lord, our Redeemer. I'm asking you to cover her, Father God. Make her face like a flint, Lord. That every fiery dart that tries to come to you, it won't shake her, Lord. Give her that holy boldness that she needs, Lord. Complete the work that you begun, not just in her, but in all your people on this night, God. Comfort our hearts. Prick our hearts, God, that we may accept your word in totality. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, write these things down. We bring in a speaker up. We bring in a speaker up. Prophetess Steffi. Let's give our hand clap for praise.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Pastor Tate. We thank you so much for being obedient to the word of God and delivering His word to your people. We thank you for your obedience just the same in shepherding the flock of Jesus Christ. And we just pray that the Lord's hand will continue to be upon you as you are called to be His servant for this time.
Amen.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are we doing tonight? Can we give the Lord a mighty praise? To God be the glory. We may seem small in number, but we're mighty in power. So God be the glory. There's nothing that's going to stop us from hearing His word tonight. And so as we gather, we're going to explore a very profound and vital theme on this our spiritual journey tonight. This is the month of rededication. And so as we redirect our lives to Him, I'm going to ask that you stand as a form of gesture for the sacred text. And I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles verse 7. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, sorry. Second Chronicles 7 verse 14. Second Chronicles 7 verse 14. And we're going to read together. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Here endeth a portion of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Father, we glorify you. We honor you. We love you.
We find it such a joy to be in your presence. So much so in your sanctuary. Father God, it's never about me. It has never been and will never be. You will get all the glory tonight as you use me as your vessel. Increase, put me on the back burner. I'm just a thing to you. You will get the glory. And let it never be my mouth, but your words through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight I want you to touch your neighbor and tell them that the topic or the theme for tonight is the power of rededication. Touch your neighbor and tell him the power of rededication. Amen. 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 The power of rededication. So what is rededication? Rededication means renewing or making a commitment to God. It's a manner in which we recommit our lives to God for His service, allowing His alignment to be forefront as it concerns His wills and His plans for our lives. So when we talk about rededication, we're talking renewal. We're talking about going back to God and asking Him to make everything perfect for us. For His way to be perfect. For our way to be His way and His way to be our way. Amen? And so we're going to explore the topic tonight as we open up our hearts to the transforming power of the Word. And that word is what? The power of?
Rededication.
You have to listen, man. So the topic is the power of rededication. Now, there are going to be 4 points that we're going to be looking through. And the first point of the power of rededication speaks to the call of rededication. Secondly, the process of rededication. Third, the promise of rededication. And lastly, living a life of rededication. And I'm going to reiterate. The first point that we're going to be looking at is the call of rededication. The second is the process of rededication. The third is the promise of rededication. And the last point is living a life of rededication. Now, if you notice, the verse started out with God issuing a powerful call to His people. And it says, if my people, emphasizing that this is a call from God for those who already belong to Him. It means that you were already a part of Him. But somewhere along the line, you got distorted. Sometimes in life, situations occur. Distractions come in our way that cause us to alter or to detour from the plans and the purpose of God. But He is strongly making a petition unto us by saying, if my people. So He wants us to come back into the fold. He wants us to come back and to align ourselves in Him. So He says, if my people who are called by my name, my children, you're called by my name. If you should just humble yourselves and pray and seek my face and turn, acknowledge the fact that you have wicked ways, but turn from them, then I will hear you from heaven. I will hear you from heaven. I will forgive your sins and heal your land. Now, what a gracious God we serve. Can you imagine? He's the good shepherd. And even though, no matter how many sheep He has, even if one goes astray, He is willing to sacrifice everything for that one.
Come on.
That's the good God that we serve. And He's saying to you, my people, I know you. You know me. Come back into the fold. Hear what I'm saying. Come back to me. turn from your ways and hear what it is that I'm saying, because I'm ready, I'm more than willing and available to use you for my glory. So no matter how lost we are, no matter how many times we falter or stumble or get drunk, he's saying unto me, I have enough grace that I can extend to you if you just acknowledge that I am your God. Just turn from your wicked ways and come back to me. He has extended all the grace that we need to return to him. So even though we're talking about rededicating ourselves, we must humble ourselves. When you're rededicating, you're acknowledging the fact that, okay, I'm wrong, and therefore I need to be made low. I need to recognize that it's my own shortcomings, it's my own pride, it's my own selfishness, it's my own way of doing things that hinders me from coming to God the way I need to. So when we
the way you need to,
we have to do our own introspection. And God convicts us. He does. Because no matter, so in life we can be very pig-headed. Because even me sometimes, as a teacher, of course I fall on my own times where, even if a student says, Miss, there are new ways of doing things or getting onto technology, because I teach information technology. And they're saying, but Miss, there's an easy way to be. And I'm saying, no. I can't only teach it this way because I've known it. This is how it has always been. And then a student will even challenge me and say, no, Miss, this is what's taking place. I have to look within myself and humble myself. And that's how God is. He puts us in a position many times for us to look within ourselves and acknowledge our own shortcomings. So when we're rededicating ourselves, we first have to be humble. Tell your neighbor, be humble.
Be humble.
Tell another neighbor, be humble.
Be humble.
Be humble.
So whenever we're rededicating ourselves, we must be humble. Lord, humble me. Humble me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Humility is recognizing our need for God to acknowledge all our shortcomings and surrendering our pride. Well, pride can be a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing.
Yes.
God detests pride. And that's one of the things that led Satan to his own demise.
Come on.
Say, Lord, take pride from me.
Lord, take pride.
Lord, cause me to be humble.
Lord,
help me to make this step towards being who you have called me to be. Lord, help me to take this step to be who you have called me to be. Come on, say it firmly. Lord, help me to make this step.
Lord, help me to make this step.
So that I can be who you have called me to be. And in this you will find a genuine transformation as the Lord uses you. Amen. The second point I want us to consider is the process of rededication. The process of rededication. So the first one was the call to rededication. So with the call to rededication, we have to first acknowledge the fact that we ought to be humble. Because as children of the Most High God, he has called us to recommit and to realign our steps to his will. So now we're looking at the process of rededication. So the process of rededication. So with a process, you know, it goes in stages. It's a cycle. It's not something that happens overnight. So it's a process. As the Lord is realigning us, it's a process. And there are several actions that one must take in order to get where God wants us to be.
Yes, come on, come on.
So the first process is that of prayer.
Come on.
Say prayer.
Prayer.
The first process is prayer. And what is prayer? Yeah, we get up in the morning and we say, God, let your will be done. God, go before me. God, this, God, that. But what is prayer? Did you know that prayer is communion with God?
Yes.
It's not just the direct line to heaven, but it's communing, fellowshipping with God. This is where we pour out our hearts to Him, confessing our sins, expressing our gratitude, and asking for strength along the journey. I like to break down the Our Father prayer as this. So it begins by saying Our Father. So we acknowledge Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We acknowledge Him for being the sovereign God for who He is. Then after acknowledging His sovereignty, we start to look more at asking Him to forgive us. After we ask Him to forgive us, then we petition all things before Him. And then we wait for Him to respond, and then we say thanks. Did you know that? So often we come before the Lord. Oh God, we want to thank you for doing this and thank you for doing that. And God, I just want you to do this for me and do that for me and do this for me and do that for me. How selfish. Yeah. And many times we talk and never listen to Him.
Never.
That's not what prayer is all about. Communion. You're a part of me and I'm a part of you. But we are so caught up in saying, God, me. When does He ever speak? You're on the phone and you're constantly talking. When is the other person going to at least speak? So we're asking God to redirect us. But while doing so in prayer, we have to allow Him to speak.
Come on.
It's communing with God. So it's not just pouring out everything and laying it there. God, we acknowledge you for being our good Father. We ask for you to forgive us. We make our petitions known, and then we thank you for being God in spite of. Because sometimes when He doesn't answer, it may not mean that He's deaf. It may not be yes, no. And it may not mean that it's denied. Though it may be delayed, it's not denied. Because you're not in the time and the season. You're not prepared to receive what it is that God has for you just yet, because you're not at a place of maturity.
Come on.
So in praying, we have to say, just as all the psalmist said it in Psalm 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart,
oh
God. As we're redirecting our lives to Him, we're saying, create in me a clean heart. What is it like to be clean? We clean the church every day without spot, without stain, without blemish, without dirt. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart, a sanctified heart, a heart that is only for your glory, sacred heart.
Yes.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew, make it new, wash it, cleanse it. It's almost like we have the carpet, but we're renewing it. It's still there, but we have to re-clean it. So create in me a clean heart and renew. Renew, vacuum, take out the stain and the dirt. Renew a righteous spirit within me. Remember, rededication is a process. It's a process. So we're not just saying, okay, we're going to come to God today. We're going to pray and say, God created me. And I said it today and that's it. It's settled. No.
That ain't how it works.
I'm reminded of the story of Hannah. Look at how she lamented day and night before the Lord. You think the children of Israel weren't crying day and night to be delivered from Pharaoh? How long were they there suffering? 400 years. That's a long time. So be not weary when you come before the Father and ask Him to cleanse us each and every day in prayer. And prayer is not a burden, it's a delight.
Come on.
Josh, when you find a girl that you like, yeah? You find so much delight in talking to her. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? I want to talk to you.
I thought about you today.
How was your day? Such a delight. And you want to talk to her every day. It's the same. God wants us to find delight in Him. So you're talking to the person on the other hand, and they're talking to you. So that's exchange. That's communication. Right. And that's what God wants. He wants to commune with us. He wants to fellowship with us. He finds such delight with us. Did you know that God found so much delight in coming down at the cool of the evening just to be with Adam?
Come on.
Hey Adam, what's up? How you doing?
Everything.
What's up, Adam? Everything good?
Yes. Thank you.
And then the Lord was calling Adam. Adam. Adam, where are you? Just paraphrasing. Adam.
Where you at?
Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. And the Lord is saying, come forth. Where are you? I was hiding, Lord. Why are you hiding from me? Because I was naked. Disobedience. But the fact that he had all the privilege and opportunity, which is what we would want even now. You know how many persons wish that they could take up a direct call to heaven and say, hey God, what's up?
What you say? I said the other day, I just physically talk to you.
So the Lord wants to take us through this process of finding time, and it's a spiritual discipline, you know that. Yes. Seeking his face every day in prayer, that's a spiritual discipline. The next one that we're going to look at in terms of the process of rededication is seeking God's face. Woo! Seeking God's face.
Come on.
What did I say?
Seeking God's face.
And it means earnestly desiring God's presence and his will above all else.
Come on.
Let me read this again. Earnestly desiring God's presence and his will above all else.
Come on, God.
You don't want anybody else but him. You hunger for him. You crave for him. You yearn for him.
Yes.
Jeremiah says, in chapter 29, verse 13. And he shall seek me and find me. And when you shall search for me with all your heart.
Jesus.
You hear what I said? Jeremiah 29:13 says, and he shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I remember 10 years ago, I was pregnant, and shortly after I had my baby, I was having some serious conflicting thoughts to the point where I thought I was getting mad, and I didn't know that I was suffering from postpartum depression, and the devil kept saying to me, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. And I said, no. I remember if I kill myself that I will never see the face of God. And then I was just crying and weeping. And I said, God, where are you? Deliver me. And that was when I came to a point where I saw the master for myself. So many of us would have had those experiences where we would have fallen on hard times. It's no secret. We would have. There are some things that we go through that we don't tell our soul. Nobody. Nobody knows but God. But we have to get to that place where we desire God and God alone. Seeking him above all the things above this world. No money, no car, no, nothing. Nothing will give you that joy until you seek his face. And it's the same thing that the prophet is saying. So if we seek God's face, we will find him. The third process of rededication is turning from our wicked ways. Turning from our wicked ways. And repentance is a critical aspect of rededication. Why? Because it involves a conscious decision to turn away from sin and to follow God's path. Lamentations 3 verse 40 says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. So what is repentance? Remember, repentance and redirection is not the same thing. Repentance is the act of feeling sincere regret or remorse for one sin or wrongdoing, going together by a commitment to change one's behavior and turning away from sin. It's a complete remorse or regret that you have, and you're acknowledging the fact that this is sin. And God, I acknowledge you as my King of Kings. While redirection now is a recommitment to be in alignment with God's steps. So understand the difference. So as God takes us through the process of redirection, we must first do what? Pray. We must seek his face. And we must turn from our wicked ways. The third point that we're going to be looking at is the promise of rededication. I want you to stand up right now. And I want you to put your hand on your chest. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about what it is that I'm seeing. God's promise in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 14 is very clear. And it says that if we humble ourselves, if we look into our own shortcomings and we acknowledge that what we are doing is prideful, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear us, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Now, this is a promise not just to a nation of Israel, but it is also for those who seek God with a sincere heart. So as you put your hand on your chest, you're making a promise to God in all sincerity with your heart. And you're saying, God, it's not even about the people around me. It's not even about the speaker, but it's what you're speaking through her, that I'm making a sincere promise to rededicate my life to you. We're asking God. We have placed all our concerns at the altar. And we're saying, God, bring healing, bring restoration, bring renewal with our relationship with you as you align us to your will. Remember, Romans 12 verse 1 to 2 reminds us that we ought to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto him. One that is holy and acceptable to God. And so even now we're asking God that he circumcises our hearts and allows us to be transformed, to be renewed in our entire bodies. Or frontal cortex, or cerebellum, or cerebrum, or brainstem, or heart, or blood vessels, white blood vessels, red blood vessels, or muscles, or ligaments, or tissues. Or toes, or fingers, or bones, or marrows. Everything must be realigned for God's glory. So even as we make our bodies an available and living and a holy and an acceptable vessel before God, we ask that he transform every fiber of our being. Because this is a transformation process, which is going to allow us to discern and come into the fulfillment of God's promise for our lives. Yes, Lord. This is redirection. Yes, Lord. This is our promise to God today. Because we are a living sacrifice unto him. We must choose daily to follow God and to seek him, his guidance, and to live according to his word. James 4 verse 8 encourages us to draw nigh unto him. For him to cleanse our hands. For him to purify our hearts. And cause us not to be double-minded. Earlier, prophets spoke about double-minded behavior. When you're redirecting your thoughts and your plans and your wills and your body to God, even your mind can be a stronghold against him. We come against double-mindedness even now. And we're saying, God, we're living a life of rededication, which causes us to be constant before you, where we're seeking your face, where we're coming before you in prayer, where we're turning from our wicked ways, where we're intentional before the maker of heaven. Even when we go on the road, even if somebody says something unpleasant that we don't like, we're redirecting even our thoughts in terms of how we would answer them. We're not going to use curse words. We're going to say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. This is redirection. Redirection is not just for church. It's a lifestyle. It's a it's a redirection. So though this is the seventh month of the year, we're rededicating our lives. We're saying, God, strip me. Cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my thoughts, cleanse everything. And put us in the right state of mind where we can receive the promise from above.
Yes, Lord.
Do you understand what it means to rededicate your life unto the Lord? We're giving back to him what he has already given to us freely through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus. God, we dedicate our lives back to you. You sent your son on the cross. And he suffered for 6 hours. And even when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done. Even when he was suffering, he bore all things for our sake. He suffered in such a manner where his hands were pierced to the cross. He bled for our sins and our transgressions. He had every one of us on his mind. Even those who have not been born yet, he already paid the price. He is a living sacrifice, and he has called us back into the fold. So though many times we're here because we can be in the sanctuary, but our minds may not be at the right place where you have called us to be.
Yes, Lord.
We're saying, God, we are conscious of the fact that we are not where we're supposed to be spiritually and mentally, emotionally, physically, every alley, God. And so you're urging us now to come back.
Yes, Lord.
Come back.
Yes, Lord.
My son suffered for you on the cross so that you can receive me in all the fullness of my grace. Come back. Come back. No more double-mindedness. No more stepping away from me. Come to me. Come to me. Draw unto me. Those who are heavy laden and burdened, I will give you peace. Come to me. Seek my face and acknowledge the fact that the things that are wrong in you, it's all for the better. It's all for the good. Because I don't dwell in sin. I have to clean you up.
Jesus.
God is pure and God is holy. And because he has called us to live a sanctified life, if he corrects you, take the correction and move on. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always said to myself, oh my God, the forces of darkness is so strong. But yet still it can never wrestle against the powers and the plans of God. But there must be something that I am not seeing as to why God would send his only begotten son to suffer on the cross for me. What is it that I'm not seeing? Hell is real. And it's not that I'm scaring anybody, but I want you to know it's written in the Bible. God wants us to live in eternity with him in heaven. He has said it, that he has gone to prepare a mansion for us when he comes back in Revelation 19. He's coming back for his children. But while he's away, he's preparing us. We're too pig-headed at times. We're too stubborn at times. We're too stuck in our ways and wanting to do our own thing. We're too much in our comfort zone, and God is saying, come out. How many times? He forgives you, you go back. And you come back and you ask for cleansing, and then you step further away. And you do it every day for 5 years, till it becomes 10 years, till it becomes 15 years, until you find yourself being sick. And when you find yourself being sick on a deathbed, you cry out, God, remember me. Serve the Lord while you're young. Serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness while you are strong and hearty.
urging you tonight to consider the state of your heart.
Oh God.
What's the state of your heart? Is your heart in the right posture? Are you walking closely with God? Have you fallen astray? Have you strayed from His path? Do you need to rededicate your life in such a way where you're saying, God, I'm completely able, 100%, all or nothing?
Jesus.
And so now, even as we bow our hearts and our minds and set our posture before the altar in prayer, we just want to ask God to create in us a right spirit and to live a lifestyle that is pleasing unto Him. Rededication is a completely different mindset to us tonight. When we're asking God to rededicate us tonight, is to lead us deeper and cause us to be more fulfilling in Him. Many of us want to be seen as children of God and receive the glory and have all the authority. We think it comes easy, but no. We want people to see our countenance. We want people to know us by the fruit of the Spirit, but we're not willing and able to redirect our lives to God.
Jesus.
We want to live a life that is more fulfilling with our Heavenly Father, so that it will bring complete healing and restoration. And you know the beautiful thing? When God starts with us, it will reciprocate in how we treat others. And that person with whom we're in close association with, they will see us by the fruit of our spirit and want to change. And one can change a thousand too. Because what we're doing now, it's not going to just be an addition, but a multiplication. Because what the Lord is doing in our life, He is multiplying more so that people will be called to the kingdom of heaven. And He does send us help. He sends His angels as messengers. He sharpens us every day. He gives us His word, His tool. He sends affirmations for us daily.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And so,
thank you.
We just want to say, God, it's all about You.
It's all about
You. And let
You
sing this song. Before I close,
Jesus,
I'm coming back to the heart of worship where it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. Yes, it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You. It's all about You. Sing with me if you know it. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You. It's all about You. It's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship where it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. Yes, it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. Make it personal to the Lord, even though that I'm singing. I'm coming back to the heart of worship where it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made. 'Cause it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You. It's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Jesus.
So even tonight, as we bow our heads in prayer,
yes, Father God.
Oh, we just want to thank God for taking us deeper. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts,
yes,
seeking your forgiveness and your guidance.
Yes.
Help us to rededicate our lives to you, Lord, to turn from our wicked ways and to walk in truth.
Yes.
Lord, even now we ask that you renew our spirits and transform our minds so that we may live according to your will. We thank you so much for your promise to hear us and to forgive us and to heal us in Jesus' name. God, we glorify you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for giving us every key that we need, Lord. Father God, you have called and you have said it unto us tonight, that in order to be redirected, mighty God, we have to have the call of rededication, mighty God, where we, mighty God, acknowledge that we are your children, mighty God, and that we belong to you, and we need to redirect and recommit our lives to the service of your kingdom and your glory. Father God, you have also spoken to us through the promise of rededication, Lord, where, mighty God, we have to seek you in prayer, to seek your face, and to acknowledge our wicked ways, Lord. And Father God, as we take this step in terms of making the promise of rededication, Lord, that Lord, daily you will chisel out, mighty God, our hearts in such a way that we will be before you, God, seeking you with a sincere heart. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for choosing us, because you didn't have to. You chose us, so that therefore, if you choose us, there must be something unique in us that we don't see in ourselves. Father God, let your will be done. Let your way come forth. Father God, even now, as I'm imagining you in all your glory in heaven, Father God, you look upon each and every one of us. You saw Pastor Tate, Sister Dee, Sister Lisa, Joshua, Keita, myself, those who are listening online, mighty God. You knew us even before we were even a thought. You had us standing before you, and you said, my child, you see so many good things in us that we can't even imagine. We haven't even experienced a tinge or a speck of your glory being fully blown in our lives. God, we rededicate our lives to you, God. Lord, we're asking you to do it for us, God. Do it for me. Do it for us. Do it for us, God. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse us even now. Cleanse us, Lord. Mighty God, take the vacuum, mighty God, that you have, and remove every stain, every stubborn stain, every stubborn stain, every dirt cloth, every pore, everything lingering in our hearts that ought not to be there, Lord. Remove it, God. Remove it, God, so that you, Lord, can be glorified in our lives. Whether it's by the highways or the byways, by the street or by the corner, Lord, do what you are able to do. Sweep us off our feet, Lord, in such a way, Lord, because this recommitment is us surrendering everything that we have unto you. We deny ourselves. We deny our flesh. We deny everything because we don't know anything. You are the unfathomable God. Your ways are higher than our ways, so are your thoughts higher than our thoughts. We don't know what to do. Only you, Lord. And so, Lord, even as we cleanse ourselves again before you, we put ourselves on the altar of fire. Your altar. This is your altar. Consume us with your fire and your oil. God, make us be like sweet perfume before you, burning before you in all your glory, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way in our lives, God. You purify us, just as our precious stones need to be purified, diamonds need to be purified, grapes need to be crushed, olives need to be crushed, so that the pure, mighty God, the pureness of the oil can be precious, Lord. For your glory, God. 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 For your supremacy, for your sovereignty, for your power, for your glory, God. For your glory, God. For your glory, God.
crush the things in us, mighty God. Crush the things that you see in us that needs to be removed. God, it's so easy for us to identify this speck of dirt in everybody else, and we cannot acknowledge or identify the own dirt that we have in our eyes. Remove it, Lord. Remove every speck out of our eyes. Remove every knot from our nose. Remove everything that's clogging our ears. Remove everything in our body, mighty God, as a result of sin. People don't understand that when we keep sinning, we inhibit or inherit certain diseases. Certain cancer that is found in our bodies as a result of bitterness and heartache and envy and jealousy, God. Remove it, 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 God. As we put it before your altar. Remove it, God. Remove it, God. Remove it, God. Remove it, God. Remove it. Remove it, Lord. That cancer that is lingering in our body, remove it, God. The bitterness that we have, the envy that we have, the jealousy that we have, the bad mind that we have, the strife that we have, remove it, God. As we recommit our lives unto you, God. Do what you must. Let your will be done, Lord. As we carry on, mighty God, your work. Burning us tonight, Lord. Quench it. Quench every arrow. Remove. Remove every dart. Every spear that the enemy has in our back. Some of us have so many childhood hurt. So many have so many arrows in their back of rejection of that mother or that father that didn't love them the way they love every other sibling. The ill-spoken word from our teacher or from a family member who threw things at us, mighty God, and we've had them up since. Oh God, the hypocrisy that we have had to endure. God, all these things we're holding on to. God, remove it as we redirect and recommit our lives unto you. God, we don't want to be a hypocrite before you and tell you, Lord, that it is well when it is not well. Lord, this is a service that is meant to glorify you. You've called for 3 nights, mighty God, of rededication. And so, Lord, we ask for your consecration even now on the altar. Consecrate us, God. Strip us. Remove it. Remove everything. Remove it, God. Remove it. Remove it. Remove it. You said, if my people. You said, if my people. You know your people. Cause us to see ourselves in you the way you see us. Cause us to see ourselves in you, the Lion and the Lamb. Cause us to see who you have called us to be, mighty soldiers on the battlefield. And that the enemy is using our very own thoughts to torment us or to stop us from flowing and moving the way you want us to move. Remove it, God. We leave everything at your feet because you took it on Calvary for us. So why are we picking it up back? Remove it, God. After you suffered, you said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. You said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? And he really didn't forsake you. It is his desire that your will would have been done so that we could be in right standing, so that even now we can come to you. And we're reminded of the cross even now, God, that it is finished. So when we redirect ourselves, or rededicate ourselves rather, we leave it at the cross, not picking it up anymore, because we said it is finished. It is finished. It has been defeated. Help us, Lord, on this walk. On this walk. This walk where we're communing with you. Because, Lord, it's very important that while we're praying and seeking you, it is very important that you talk to us too. We tend to talk a lot as humans, and we're never ever willing and able to listen to what it is that you're saying, God. So even as you journey with us on this walk, Lord, help us to be persons who are keen to your voice. Cause us to listen attentively, keenly. You said, my sheep know my voice. So cause us to listen. So when we pray the Our Father prayer, it should be total adoration to you. That we ask you for forgiveness. Then we make our petitions known. And after that, we thank you. Lord, we need you every day. Because the enemy will devour us. And we can't do it alone. That's why you came and you conquered and you showed us that you have the map. You have given us everything that we need in order to survive. And so, Lord, as we walk on this journey, and as we pray to you, and we seek your presence daily, help us to constantly stay in the spirit and not to harbor any evil way so that the devil or the enemy can have back room. We don't want him to occupy any space in our bodies, because our bodies are a living sacrifice unto you. They are a living sacrifice unto you.
Lord.
So we must be cleansed.
Yes, Lord.
Daily. Daily.
Yes, Lord.
We must be cleansed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, so, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we pray, Lord, for those who are at home and those who will be coming for the rest of the week.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, that their hearts too will be transformed. And that you
yes,
are
Lord.
Sending your angels. You have sent your angels before them too.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
They will have access to this recording, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Because only you can do it best.
Yes, Lord.
There's no one else who has ever done it the way you have. You're the best secret. You're the best recipe. You're everything. And we thank you for being our answer. You're our answer to life's problems. And you have given us that through your word too. Through dreams, through revelations. You have spoken to us. We thank you this evening. And we say all is this. All of this. All of this is for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In your name alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we give the Lord a clap offering? Can we give the Lord a clap offering? Can we say thank you, Lord, for your word? Can we say thank you, Lord, for your word? For God be all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the victory, all the power, all the might. Hallelujah. He's a chain breaker. He's a movement shaker. Oh, God, he's a lily of the valley. He's the cherry on top of my Sunday ice cream. He's the sprinkling on the cake.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he's the sunshine on a cloudy day. He's the rain on a dry land. He's my teddy bear. He's my God. He's the chef of our lives. He's the tailor and the dressmaker of my life. He's my burden bearer. He's my lily of the valley.
Yes,
he's everything I need and more.
Yes, yes,
he's the cupcake.
Yes,
oh God, he's a cheesecake to me. Because I love cheesecake, so that's my God. He's my cheesecake. Oh God, we love you and we exalt you and we praise you forevermore. Amen. Keep it clapping for God. Keep it clapping for God.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. She taught us tonight. She gave us a teaching. She's a teacher. Y'all know I'm always writing notes, right? The call, the process, the promise, and the rededication. And when she said rededication, the Lord said, that's how you are reconciled to me. The call, the process, the promise, and the rededication of reconciliation. I thank God for being who he is. Come on, somebody. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. I want y'all to listen to this song. I want y'all to listen to this song because it's a part in there. I'm finna rewind just so that y'all can hear. And it's everything that she preached on tonight. We got to listen. We got to pay attention. And we got to wait on God. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't. Listen to this. Y'all to listen to what he's saying, because Jesus the only one that can reconstruct us and make us the way that we want to be. I don't care how much you try to get it right. I preach this sermon, y'all. You will never get it right. Never.
It was crazy when we went to film the potter being at the actual place. And seeing the guy take this
Listen.
Piece of dirt. And he said to me, he said, Titus, he said, it's just dirt. Just like me and you, it's just dirt. It only becomes something when it's in the right hands.
Yes.
When it becomes something when it's in the right hands.
And I'm getting ready to run. I may run. I don't know when I say this. He puts this dirt, this lump of clay. It's not formed. It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like it's worth anything. And he takes this pile of dirt and he throws it forcefully on this table. And I'm watching him. He said, okay, you do what I do. And I put the clay on there and salt. He said, no. He said, you got to throw it and press it on there. He said, but that is thick, and you can't just passively just throw it on there. He said, you got to push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there and press it.
Sometimes you got to force yourself. Just pay attention.
And we begin to form this clay. We begin to form it. He said, put your hands around it. And he said, do you feel that? I said, what? He said, you'll know when it's ready. He said, when it becomes smooth. I said, but it's getting smooth. He said, but no, it's not ready yet. He said, you will know when it's really ready, when it stops fighting you.
Stop fighting against God.
He said, as long as you feel resistance, you can't force it.
Stop resisting his will for your life. The only way that he can do something with us. God cannot use us if we fighting against him. God cannot make us if we do not go through the process. God don't need us, y'all. We are all expendable, even me. Him, her, they, we, all of us. But he wants us. And he wants us to be willing servants. As long as we keep being our own selves, we will never submit ourselves. I'm going to say that again. As long as we keep being our own selves, we will never submit ourselves. She gave the word. It's time for us to rededicate ourselves to the Lord. In totality. Not just sometimes, but all the time. Not just for a year, but for a lifetime. She preached it. She taught it. No more double-mindedness. No more sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. We are his church. We as an individual, not just this building. We come together in the building collectively that we may rededicate everything unto him. Praise, worship, God. That's what. We giving ourselves back unto you right now, God. It's been a lot of times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we have been so self-willed. We have got so wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life that we forgot that you don't want to hold all power. We're not going to fight against you anymore. We're not going to fight against one another. We're not going to have evil and wicked thoughts. Lord, we laying all that down right now. We laying it all down right now. All unforgiveness, all stuff that causes us to be in a place of depression and sadness, because you sent your son that by his stripes we are healed. We empty and he cut that local son ourselves right now, God, that we may make some room for you, Jesus, to be renewed, refreshed, and revived by your power, by your might, and by your spirit. You, God, you are what's important. You are what we need. You are our hope. You, God. And we can only do it through you. I bind up that spirit of fear, embarrassment, shame, hesitation, compromising, and even segregation. Degradation. I'm pulling it down right now. Rededicate yourself. With any and everything in you, Lord, touch our minds. Touch our minds. Make us more like you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Make us more like you, God. Make us more like you, God. We dedicate ourselves back right to you now, Lord. We want to be in communion with you right now, God. We want to be in communion with you right now. The Lord gave her the tools. That she may share with us. It's the call. If my people. If. It's your choice. In the process. That communion, seeking his face, turning from that thing. Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, Father God, and giving us a chance and an opportunity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may submit, commit, and rededicate ourselves unto you. Lord, you are so gracious towards us. You are so mindful of us. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're bowing down to you and we're blessing your name. We're glorifying you. We're acknowledging you as being the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. You are the only one that can pull us up out of that miry clay. You are the only one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that can fix us. We acknowledge it, so we're not going to fight against you anymore. Jesus, thank you. So many times that we go before the Lord and we start asking him and praying and all that stuff, and we never listen for his voice. We be in such a rush to get out of his presence. Tonight, come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all do understand it is a spiritual thing. Stop allowing that natural thing to. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word on tonight. Remember, we in revival this week. 7 o'clock. Prayer start at 6:30 every night. Invite somebody, tell somebody. I want all I can get from God. I ain't obtained you. I don't pretend that I have. Oh, but I'm sure it's pressing. I'm trying. And I'm not doing it with flesh and blood, baby. Because it's a spiritual thing. That's what this is. We're going to get ready to get our offering and dismiss you guys. If you need an envelope, please raise your hand. I want to be spiritual. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be double-minded. I don't want to be none of that stuff. I want to be true. And if by chance I ain't being true the right way, I want him to expose that thing to me. I'm going to say it again. I don't pretend to have it all together. Not me. I don't know about y'all. I'm talking about Yvette. And this is why he says some things don't come out but through fasting and praying. If you want to get right, baby, you got to sacrifice some stuff. You going to turn that plate down. You going to turn away from some things. You going to turn that TV off. You going I'm just saying. It's a spiritual thing. I want to be spiritual. Yeah. We're going to get ready to get our offering. And then we're going to dismiss you guys. I ain't waiting on nobody to come and get the word. This is the first night of the revival. 3 days. Tell somebody, invite somebody. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, company, I need y'all
to
take a breath and take it up right here.
We don't want to sacrifice nothing unto the Lord. If he don't tell us to sacrifice, we won't. No.
Come
If you're doing Cash App, please do an envelope. Whether you got offering or not. After we dismiss, I want you guys to all come to the right. I want to make sure that I anoint any and everybody in the sanctuary.